Surah An-Nahl, verses 111 to 119.
And every soul will be repaid according to whatever it has done. Those who do good deeds, they will not be deprived of any of its reward. In fact, their rewards can and would be increased. And those who have done bad deeds, they will not be held accountable for crimes which they have not committed. In fact, they may be pardoned totally or partially if they are Muslims. And this is what is meant when it is said, وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ, they will not be wronged. Good deeds would not be missing from their record, and the bad deeds may be wiped out. So they will not be wronged in any way on the day of Qiyamah. The next ayah makes it clear that punishment is not always reserved for the hereafter. It may well occur in this very life, and an example of that is provided here. Ayah 112. وَضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا قَرْيَةً كَانَتْ آمِنَةً مُطْمَئِنَّةً. And Allah cites an example of the repercussions of kufr and shirk, the fascinating case of a town. And according to Mufassirin, this town is Makkah. Amin kanat aminatan mutma'inna. The town that was secure and its people lived mutma'inna in comfort. Ya'tiha rizquha ragadam min kulli makan. With provisions coming abundantly to it from every quarter, from everywhere, rizq would come to Makkah. So instead of them displaying gratitude to the conferrer of favors and worshipping him, that town, it showed ingratitude. فَكَفَرَتْ بِأَنْعُمِ اللَّهِ. It showed ingratitude to the blessings of Allah by perpetrating kufr and shirk. فَأَذَاقَهَا اللَّهُ لِبَاسَ الْجُوعِ وَالْخَوْفِ. So Allah made it taste widespread famine and fear because of what it had done. And after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam migrated to Medina Munawwara, famine overcame the people of Makkah, and they were living in fear of attack. So hunger and want replaced their abundance of provision, and fear replaced their state of security and comfort. وَلَقَدْ جَاءَهُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْهُمْ. And Allah did not hasten to punish them. So in order to reform them, indeed they came to them a messenger of Allah from among themselves. مِّنْهُمْ. And since he was from among them, they were well acquainted with his honesty and integrity. فَكَذَّبُوهُ. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said they rejected him as being false. فَأَخَذَهُمُ الْعَذَابُ وَهُمْ ظَالِمُونَ. So punishment overtook them as they were persistent evildoers. The next ayah cautions others not to follow the example of the disbelievers of Makkah who were ungrateful, but to benefit from the blessings of Allah and be devoted to his worship. Ayah 114, فَكُلُوا مِمَّا رَزَقَكُمُ اللَّهُ حَلَالًا طَيِّبًا. So eat the lawful and wholesome things which Allah has provided for you. وَشْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ. And be thankful for the blessings of Allah, worshipping him exclusively, إِن كُنْتُمْ إِيَّاهُ تَعْبُدُونَ, if it is indeed him whom you worship. Not like the idolaters, they say, we are worshipping Allah through the idols. Worship Allah exclusively, without worshipping anyone else. And the disbelievers took it upon themselves to determine what was halal, what was haram. Whereas it is the prerogative of Allah alone to declare things forbidden or halal, forbidden or lawful. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا حَرَّمَ عَلَيْكُمُ الْمَيْتَةِ. So Allah has made the pure and wholesome things lawful for you, and he has only forbidden upon you al-maita, carrion, wa-dam, blood, wa-lahma al-khinzir, the flesh of the pig, wa-ma uhilla li-ghayri Allahi bih, and also any flesh consecrated in the name of anyone other than Allah, an animal slaughtered in the name of an idol or anyone besides Allah. But فَمَنِ اضْطُرَّ, anyone desperate and driven to extreme need, somebody who is going to die if they don't eat haram, غَيْرَ بَاغٍ, without desiring it, وَلَا عَادٍ, and without exceeding the limit, if he has to consume haram just to survive and live, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ, then Allah is indeed very forgiving and most merciful to him. وَلَا تَقُولُوا آيَة 116 and do not falsely declare. وَلَا تَقُولُوا لِمَا تَصِفُ أَلْسِنَتُكُمُ الْكَذِبُ. Do not falsely declare with your tongues, هَذَا حَلَال وَهَذَا حَرَام. This is haram, this is halal. لِتَفْتَرُوا عَلَى اللَّهِ الْكَذِبُ. So as to invent a lie against Allah. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَفْتَرُونَ عَلَى اللَّهِ الْكَذِبُ لَا يُفْلِحُونَ. Those who invent a lie against Allah, they would never prosper. Ayah 117, مَتَاعٌ قَلِيلٌ. The enjoyment will be brief in this worldly life. وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. And they shall have a painful punishment. وَعَلَى الَّذِينَ هَادُوا. And upon the Jews, الَّذِينَ هَادُوا. On account of their rebellion and obstinacy, حَرَّمْنَا مَا قَصَصْنَا عَلَيْكَ مِنْ قَبْلٍ. We declared haram and forbidden some permissible items, that which we have already related to you previously as a form of punishment. Whilst the items themselves are not forbidden in the religion of Ibrahim alayhi salam, but because of their obstinacy, this is passed in ayah in the 8th juz of the Quran. وَمَا ظَلَمْنَاهُمْ. And we did not wrong them. وَلَكِنْ كَانُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ يَظْلِمُونَ. But it is they who had wronged themselves. But for all who have wronged themselves, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ثُمَّ إِنَّ رَبَّكَ لِلَّذِينَ عَمِلُوا السُّوءَ بِجَهَالَةٍ. Then for those who ignorantly perpetrate vice of any category, ignorantly means ignorant behavior, anyone who does any act of vice, be it committing kufr and shirk or less than that, ثُمَّ تَابُوا مِن بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ. And who then repent thereafter, وَأَصْلَحُوا. And they make the islah, and they reform and make amends for what they have done. إِنَّ رَبَّكَ مِن بَعْدِهَا لَغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Your Lord is most forgiving, most merciful. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يوم تأتي كل نفس تجادل عن نفسها وتوفى كل نفس ما عملت وهم لا يظلمون. وضرب الله مثلا قرية كانت آمنة مطمئنة يأتيها رزقها رغدا من كل مكان فكفرت بأنعم الله فأذاقها الله لباس الجوع والخوف بما كانوا يصنعون. ولقد جاءهم رسول منهم فكذبوه فأخذهم العذاب وهم ظالمون. فكلوا مما رزقكم الله حلالا طيبا واشكروا نعمة الله إن كنتم إياه تعبدون. إنما حرم عليكم الميتة والدم ولحم الخنزير وما أهل لغير الله به فمن اضطر غير باغ ولا عاد فإن الله غفور رحيم. ولا تقولوا لما تصف ألسنتكم الكذب هذا حلال وهذا حرام وهذا حرام لتفتروا على الله الكذب إن الذين يفترون على الله الكذب لا يفلحون متاع قليل ولهم عذاب أليم وعلى الذين هادوا حرمنا ما قصصنا عليك من قبل وما ظلمناهم ولكن كانوا أنفسهم يظلمون ثم إن ربك للذين عملوا السوء بجهالة ثم تابوا من بعد ذلك وأصلحوا إن ربك من بعدها لغفور رحيم آمنت بالله صدق الله مولانا العظيم سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك السلام عليكم ورحمة الله